Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez and my partner, my neighbor, former neighbor, Mr. Kayvon Journey. What up, Kayvon?
Not much, you know, just chilling, you know, kicking it day by day, watching wrestling, you know.
I didn't quite hear you all the way. Can you say that again for me?
Yes. I said, you know, chilling, kicking it day by day, watching wrestling, you know.
Yeah. Like, what a interesting time to be a wrestling fan. It seemed like a lot is going on, man, in the world of wrestling. And we're definitely going to get into that tonight. We got Money in the Bank is coming in a few weeks. We just had NXT, Great American Bash. So yes, a lot of things to get into in the world of wrestling. Man, I'm just happy to be back tonight. I know we were off last week. I'm just happy that we were able to jump back into it tonight, Kayvon.
Oh yeah.
So before we get into tonight's show, are you ready for your Big Four segment?
I am.
All right, let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is I, the big dog, the tribal chief, the head of the table, and of course the former neighbor. I am here to deliver the four big news that's happening in the world of professional wrestling today. Number one. Jimmy Uso, he's been arrested again for a I, and for those of you that do not know what it is, that's driving under the influence, which means he was getting lit on the 4th of July. NXT Breakout will be returning next week. Who will be the breakout of the show? Who will be the superstar coming out? You are tuning in to find out. And, of course, a big surprise that happened 2 weeks ago on Friday Night SmackDown. Edge has returned to challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, of course, at Money in the Bank, and now has gone rapid and taken the bloodline out. Then, of course, last but not least, we have Drew McIntyre. Now, for the past couple of weeks, Drew McIntyre has been slipping. Although he is in the Money in the Bank match, or ladder match, but he lost to, of course, the Mahadev Maharaja. I forgot the dude's name.
Jinder Mahal.
Thank you, Jinder Mahal. He lost to him, don't know how, but you know, McIntyre is slipping right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Big Four. Tune in next week or whenever we go back live again for some more news.
Yeah. And you know what? The Big Four, you know what, Kayvon? The Big Four is one of the highlights of this show. Point blank, end of the story. I'm glad that you came up with that idea and that we are doing it on this show. I love it. But man, talk about bad timing with Jimmy Uso. Like, you're involved in probably the most prominent storyline in professional wrestling today. You're involved in the best storyline, point blank in the story. You are involved with the most notable wrestler in professional wrestling today in Roman Reigns, which happens to be your cousin, and this happens, you know. Like, so I wonder what they're going to do to keep the storyline going now that Jimmy probably won't be able to be on television for a while, and how this will affect Edge and how this will affect Jey Uso. Yeah, what's going on with that, man?
Well, that, I don't know. I know Vince McMahon loves his superstars, so... You know, he might come together and bail him out, you know, as usual, or Roman Reigns might come and assist him. Or this could tie into the storyline. You know, Edge be like, yeah, I heard Jimmy was so that bad where he had to go, you know, to the hospital knowing he was dead. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. They might do something. We might or might not see Jimmy this Friday. I don't know.
Yeah, that's up in the air. Who knows what Vince is going to do, but, like, this is a storyline that is getting better and better and better, and I think this is just bad time. Well, for me, I don't see them allowing him to come back this soon. Maybe in a few weeks, maybe three, four weeks, let this story sort of die down, you know, and then bring him back. Because in a way... They can go without him. They could just really focus on Roman and Edge right now. I think they can get by with just focusing on them two. And speaking of them two, man, Edge is going for this championship another time. This time it's not a triple threat match. You know, it seems like Edge is on fire right now. Edge is – he's poised to win the championship. But so far nobody has been able to beat Roman. It's hard for me to make a prediction on this match. But I'm sure you have tons to say about Edge challenging your tribal chief.
Well, when Money in the Bank come up, we don't talk about that. But now,
okay.
I will go on and on, but something inside me told me to wait until the event happens. So, you know, when we do the little pre-show or whatnot, then that's when I'm going to tell everything that I think about with this match. So I ain't gonna say nothing right now.
Okay. I can feel you on that. Where can we go with this? Because I know I would love to talk about the Money in the Bank contract ladder match, but obviously we can't talk about that until the pay-per-view happens itself. But let's talk about Jinder Mahal. You know, Jinder Mahal, he's back, you know, and it seems like Jinder Mahal, he has an axe to grind with Drew McIntyre. You know, Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal, they used to be a part of the of a faction called 3MB. And I think this is this will be a great feud. I think this will be a great matchup, you know, two physical guys. You know, I've always been a huge fan of Jinder Mahal. I felt like he doesn't get enough credit. You know, he's a former WWE champion, and he has his eyes set on Drew McIntyre. Are you excited about this or what, man?
Well, at one point I was excited about Drew finally taking on somebody of his stature other than Bobby Lashley. Because now, I don't know how you feeling. I know Bobby is your boy and, you know, Drew McIntyre coming in. I know that was like a huge matchup. But yeah. I'm starting to get sick and tired of watching Bobby and Drew over and over and over again. So with this, I'm kind of excited with Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre colliding. Now, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I'm going to say something real quick. You might hear it again on the 18th.
Hey, you got to forgive me. My house, before you say that, it's kind of loud where I'm at, so forgive me, Kayvon.
It's not where I'm at, too. Don't worry. Hey, listen, it is what it is.
All right, smooth.
Yeah. Now, of course, like I said, I wasn't going to say nothing, but now I'm going to say something. Like, I'm going to repeat it again on the 18th. If Drew McIntyre just so happened to win Money in the Bank, I do not want him to cash it in on Bobby Lashley. Instead, I want him to cash it in on Roman Reigns.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, and I'm a black guy on the 18th. So you split that on the 18th. I'm gonna explain why I want Drew McIntyre to cash it in on Roman instead of Bobby Lashley.
Man, I never thought I'd hear you say that.
I got a whole idea of how this thing will play out if Drew McIntyre cashes in on Roman.
Okay. Wow. Now I have a theory myself, and I've actually read this on other sites. And this isn't my prediction. This is just something that will kind of be cool. You know, Kofi Kingston, he's going to take on Bobby Lashley, my boy Bobby Lashley. What if Big E, earlier on in the night, what if Big E wins the Money in the Bank contract and he decides to cash it in on Bobby Lashley, either during the match with Kofi Kingston or after the match with Kofi Kingston? I think that will be a very, very, very intriguing story if Big E wins the WWE title, cashing it in on Bobby Lashley. But it will also set up some kind of maybe feud between the members of the New Day. I don't know. But that will be interesting, and I want to know if WWE will actually go that route, man. You know, will they actually let Big E cash in the Money in the Bank in the same match Kofi Kingston is involved in? I would like to see that. Yeah.
You know? Now I have a theory. Thank you. If Big E wins and cashes in on Bobby Lashley, probably after the match, and wins the title, Kofi Kingston, well, I wouldn't really say he'll be mad, but he'll be proud because Big E did something that Kofi Kingston couldn't do, and that is destroy Bobby. But if Big E wins the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, check me out. And if the Viking Raiders could win over AJ Styles and Omos, and if Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods go against the Viking Raiders and beat them, well, then you'll probably have your 10-time
I want to say 12.
That way. Oh, 12. Ooh, see? I'm slipping. 12-time tag team champions with Big E as the champion, and all three of them will be on Raw.
Yep. 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 That I think that will be cool. I know a lot of people are tired of the New Day winning tag team championships, but I think that'll be cool. But another thing, Kayvon, I think it's time for the New Day to go heel. You know, I think it's time for them to be bad guys. They've been good guys so long. I just think that'd be a cool twist if these guys go in another direction. You know, there's so many things I want them to do with the New Day that they're not doing right now, but I would love to see them become heels. And you got to forgive me, Kayvon. I haven't prepped. I didn't do much prepping today. I'm not feeling good, so you got to forgive me if the show is kind of flat. But but we're progressing. We're progressing. So what did you make of NXT tonight? Did you watch NXT?
So I did, but see, the matches that I really didn't watch would be Karrion Grimes and LA Knight.
Right.
I missed the part where Hit Row came out and did the whole Cypher thing.
Oh,
so
man,
the only match
sweet.
I really stood by and like watched was the team that I actually drafted, MSK, taking on, they call him Toothless Timmy, and...
Old Man Ciampa.
Macho Ciampa. Yep. And then I saw the main event, Kyle O'Reilly taking on Adam Cole.
Sorry to cut you off. I'm gonna let you finish. But both of those matches, the tag team matchup and then the main event, those were two physical matchups, man. You know. Like those matchups had me on the edge of my seat, especially with the main event. One minute I'm gonna think Adam Cole is gonna win. Next minute I'm thinking Kyle O'Reilly is gonna win. Then Adam Cole, then Kyle O'Reilly. But it was a great finish. You know, I think Adam Cole needed this win more than Kyle O'Reilly, especially since Kyle O'Reilly already had a victory on him. I think Adam Cole winning is also only gonna put him to the top. You know, they're gonna move him to the top, maybe challenge for that NXT championship. After picking up this big victory, and then MSK versus Ciampa and Thatcher, that was another physical matchup. Man, I was on the edge of my seat with that, and I was pulling for Ciampa and Thatcher, but I was surprised they didn't get the victory, man.
That's the thing. You was going for the wrong team. I mean, you saw in the video, I did the MSK thing. I was going for MSK only because they're young, they're new, they're
right.
Fun, they're exciting. They like to hop around the ring. Kind of remind me of the Usos and the New Day back in the day. See, only the real OGs really understand what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So with that being said, I was kind of on the edge of my seat as well because I was like, I'm rooting for MSK, but Toothless Timmy, he is hungry for a championship belt. So this might be the only team that can beat MSK, but to my surprise, my team is winning MSK,
right.
Which is good.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know.
But Kayvon, I don't understand why have the fans been booing MSK? Like, I go back to what you said, they're a fun tag team, but for last few weeks, like the whole Capitol Wrestling Center, the fans, they're not feeling MSK for some reason, and I don't understand why. You know, MSK is one of the best things about WWE right now. Even though I was hoping Ciampa and Thatcher would win, MSK, I agree with you, they're one of the best things going right now. I don't understand for the life of me why are these fans booing MSK. I just think it's silly.
Well, maybe the fans have to get used to MSK. Like they're used to Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa and you know all these old school wrestlers.
Veterans.
Now that Karrion Kross is up in here, now they're starting to get used to Karrion Kross.
But right. MSK, who's very young and new, and they don't really – well, they have a feel for the players. The crowd just don't – you know, they're not moving with MSK yet. But sooner or later, they will.
I get what you're saying, but I just think that's crazy. MSK, they've been on the NXT roster for almost 6 months now, you know, and like they didn't boo them in the beginning, because I can go back to a tape where they were cheering MSK. I don't know if something happened the last month or so, because you know, wrestling fans can be fickle, you know, they can be funny acting, and they can just. For example, Roman Reigns, I never understood why they booed him. Like, I, for the life of me, for years, this man would be booed. And he was a good guy. And I still don't understand that to this day, why Roman was booed. You know, so I just don't get it when fans boo good guys, you know, or baby faces. I don't get it, but I don't know everything, obviously.
Well, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. Fans could be a little funny. Just like you said, Roman Reigns was safe. They were booing Roman. Why? Well, you know, they wasn't really feeling Roman at the time. But now that he's a heel,
yep.
It's like some fans are cheering for him, but the
right.
ones that boo Roman is taking all them boos and turning them around. He's like, okay, well, thank y'all for the help. I appreciate y'all, because this is what y'all supposed to be doing.
hey, this is what y'all was supposed to been doing, huh?
Yeah.
It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. To go back to NXT, man, I think NXT is doing a good job. I'm happy for Hit Row. I love what they did today. I'm not a rap fan, but I enjoyed that segment where they did the cypher. I think WWE is doing a good job of having them, or pushing them, if I can say these words correctly. It's a good idea to push them, because Hit Row can connect to so many people, to the young people, you know, to the people in the hip-hop community. You know, like Hit Row, they have the opportunity to bring wrestling fans in that are not normally used to watching wrestling. So I'm really excited about Hit Row and what Hit Row can do in the future. And I got my money. I got my money on them winning the tag team championships down the road. I don't know the other two guys' names, but hopefully they can win the tag team championships at some point. So we got a few minutes to go in this show, and again, this was a flat show on my end because I wasn't prepared tonight. But you gotta once again thank Kayvon for forgiving me and putting up with me when it comes to this. What are you looking forward to most as we close out on the Thunderdome, and as the fans come back, what are you looking forward to the most with that?
What am I looking forward to the most? Well, as the Thunderdome closes, the thing I'm looking forward to the most, and of course, you said it, and of course, I said it, is the storyline between Roman and Edge. I want to see what is going to happen once they go in front of live crowds, just to see if the atmosphere is going to change, just to boost
right.
up the storyline.
Oh, yeah. And I know a few weeks back, I think the three of you guys said that, I don't know if you said it either, but I think the three of you all said that the storylines are going to be the same. They're going to be the same pathetic storylines, to paraphrase it. But, I understand what y'all were saying, looking back on it, but I hope WWE takes it up a notch, you know, takes it to another level with the storylines, man, because they need to, and they need to badly, especially on Raw. So, with 3 minutes to go, unfortunately, these 30 minutes went fast. Are you going to be going to the WWE show when they come to Detroit August 1st?
So I'm kind of thinking about that.
Okay.
And in my head, I'm saying yes, but I might since the show don't start till 7. I might show up. It all depends on like what I got in my bank account at that time.
Hey man, I might have some tickets available because I brought 4 tickets, but if these kids of mine don't start acting right, I mean kids that you know the kids I'm talking about, if they don't start being good kids, I'm not gonna take them to the WWE event. So I might have some extra tickets available for you, but I guess we cross that bridge when we get there. But I'm excited, man. I think this is gonna be a good. Yep. I think this is gonna be a good time. I think it's gonna be a fun time to have the fans back into the WWE arenas, man. It's nothing like live fans in the arena, man. And I couldn't be more elated and more excited that WWE has decided to go back to this. It seems like everything is sort of back to normal now in the world. You know, it's weird. It's like they just flick the switch and everything's back to normal. Well, hopefully we don't have to worry about COVID too much anymore. Kayvon, I know this was a fast show, but do you have any final thoughts before we let you go, before we go tonight?
Tune in July 18th, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Money in the Bank is July 18th. And if you all are coming to the movie theater, well, I ain't going to say too much, but, you know, the link is kind of on Facebook. You know, if y'all want to go and register some tickets, go ahead and go. I think we got, like, how many tickets left, Martez? 25?
There's 11 tickets left. We're only trying to seat 70 people in the auditorium. So there's 11 tickets left for people to buy. Not buy, but purchase. Free. 11 free tickets to go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it here. 11 free tickets. Meaning, if y'all don't register a ticket, hey, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. But the only thing I know is it's going to be fun. Y'all better come on out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I know I'm gonna be there.
Oh yeah. Hey, Kayvon, you are the life of the party, man. So I can't wait to do that, and that's creeping up on us real fast. Next week, matter of fact, I think is the event.
Next week. Oh, well, see, on my calendar it says 2 weeks from now.
All right. Well, then, yeah, 2 weeks from now. That's my bad. See, number one, Kayvon, I am wrestling with a fever right now, man. I'm sick, and I should be resting, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity to talk to my boy Kayvon and talk about wrestling. And hopefully next time I'll be at 100%.
Oh yeah, well, hey, get some rest, and I'll talk to you. You know, I'm gonna check up on you, but get some rest. Yeah, that. you better pin that fever down 1, 2, 3. You'll be all right.
That's what I'm gonna do. All right, for myself, Martez, Kayvon, Journey. Thank you for listening tonight. We appreciate you working with us. We're gonna be bringing you more cool shows once everything clears up with my schedule. More unique things are going to happen on this show. Right now, we're just testing things out, seeing what works, seeing what might not work. I didn't even be on this show anymore. You never know. But this is WrestleTalkin' the D. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.